Hi there, a quick note before the episode begins. Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, it's me, Mija. I'm back. Feels odd to say since I've shared this space with other Mijas over the last 3 years, and getting back into this story feels strange. So much has happened since that first season where I shared my story for 10 minutes every week. This microphone right here kept me company alongside notebooks filled with scribbles of notes and images of the guitar.
Chacho is playing a song in the living room. Manu is 5 years old, and he's watching him.
The lipstick.
And there in the makeup aisle, Mija saw the lipstick that her mother had.
The music.
When Roki was 7 years old, he learned his first steps of salsa.
So many of you, even 3 years later, continue to tune in monthly to re-listen and discover these stories. From all around the world, you have found solace in her voice. And I think I know why. It can be lonely out there. Lonely like my mother's old radio reminding her of home. Lonely like trying to connect with family in between WhatsApp voice notes. Lonely like a pandemic separating us and bringing us back together. So, where does that leave us? Well, I've thought a lot about this journey. Where it's going, how it ends. And the truth is, I don't know. I'm still figuring it out. It's actually not so simple as finding your talent and succeeding. As daughters of immigrants, we have to work hard to make things happen. Our parents' networks are limited to their neighbors, working class folks like them. The same folks who get excited when you tell them, "Look, my daughter did this thing. I'm so proud." And it's the same folks that talk about it on WhatsApp, that talk about it over tea or cafecito. They're a small but strong community of thousands. They are you, they are us. So here I am, Mija, sitting down to tell you a story. A real story. I hope it comforts you and inspires you too. This season will be special because I'll be sharing stories of my own and inviting guests to share theirs. We're going to celebrate this community and make you all stars of your own WhatsApp groups. Because if I've learned anything from making this show and creating Studio Ochenta with our amazing team, it's that no matter what happens, todo va a salir bien. So, before I tell you my story, a little note. If you have a story you'd like to share, I invite you to reach out on Instagram at Mija Podcast, that's M-I-J-A Podcast, and leave us a message with a short story or memory of yours that warms your heart. We'll read it out loud on the show. So, here goes. 10 minutes to tell the real story of Mija. I am 10 years old, standing in front of a mirror, looking at my body. I'm getting taller. At least that's what mommy says every day. I'm getting ready for school. My favorite thing to wear? My jelly shoes. But it's raining and mommy says I can't wear them. Between you and me, I want to jump in every puddle. I want to swim in the puddles and meet the fishes, and ask them about their day, and...
Mija, tenemos que irnos!
We're late, And because I was daydreaming, we missed the bus. So now we have to walk 1 kilometer to school in the rain. And it's not just any kind of rain. It's the kind of rain that no matter how you stand, no matter how much you cover up, you will get wet. Mommy sighs. She helps my brother and I into our raincoats. And I giggle because I will swim today. Thunder claps, the rain falls in sheets. We are 3 little figures advancing in the early morning light. We pass a small bridge that goes over a highway. The water passing underneath makes the cars look like giant electric fish. Another bus passes, and people inside stare at the mad woman with 2 children braving the rain. And as admirable as it is, we simply can't escape the water, no matter how much we hop, skip, and jump over the sidewalk puddles. But I'm laughing. This is so fun. A car passes in front of us, and I briefly see my red cheeks reflected in the puddle below before we're soaked. But Mummy is not giving up. We have towels and a change of clothes in our backpacks. We will get to school today. And despite the journey feeling 20 times longer than usual, we make it and climb the steps up to school. I change clothes and we settle into class. My hair is still wet and I probably look like a wet puppy, but I'm smiling ear to ear. The next minute, we're talking about fish and how many there could be in the ocean. I'm dreaming again. I'm 26 and I'm standing at a bus station. It's the early afternoon and it's raining again. Raining like that day. Except this time, the rain makes me sad. I am far from home. I'm not sure where I am. And there are no fish to be seen anywhere. I pick up the phone and dial Mummy. She answers. She hears the rain and asks if I remembered my umbrella. I ask her how she is, and I pretend that I'm not sad. I smile as I ask her if she saw this TV show we both like. She can't remember any of the actors' names. And I laugh. I hang up, and I am swimming again. Thanks for listening. This is Miha on the Mic, a season of reflection on our shared experiences as daughters of immigrants. Over the next couple of weeks, I'll be sharing stories like these and inviting guests to share theirs. Follow us on Instagram at Miha Podcast and leave us a note if you like this story. Tune in every Wednesday for a new story. This is a production of Studio 80, a Latina-owned multilingual podcast studio dedicated to raising voices across cultures. For more from Studio 80, follow us at 80 Podcasts on Instagram. That's OCHENTA Podcasts with an S on Instagram. Ciao!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.